This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. I don't think we're a Cinderella at all. Thus spoke Greg Marshall, head coach of the men's basketball team at Wichita State University, which most bracketeers did not expect to see at the Final Four in Atlanta this weekend. Wichita State, a number 9 seed, beat number 1 Gonzaga and number 2 Ohio State to reach the Final Four. Earlier this week, I spoke with Austin Colbert, editor-in-chief of the Sunflower, the student-run newspaper on the WSU campus, and I asked him whether he'd been tempted to argue with Coach Marshall when the coach said the team was no Cinderella.
Yeah, I guess I was a little bit. I mean, I'm not one to argue with Coach ever. He seems to be doing things all right. It's part of his plan to get rid of that whole name tag. I'm all right with him going up there and saying, hey, we're not a Cinderella story. I mean, we haven't been getting lucky by any means. We've been, you know, really beating teams pretty badly in this tournament. But to the rest of the nation, we are a Cinderella school. We're going to be. We're always going to be, despite what Coach says.
The last time Wichita State made the Final Four was in 1965. So unless the college has some professors who've refused to retire, nobody on campus remembers that achievement. What has it been like in the run-up to Atlanta?
It's been pretty crazy. I mean, we've been like 2 tournaments in 20 years even. I mean, forget even the Final Four in 65. I mean, we barely make the NCAA tournament. We went last year and got bounced in one game. So I personally was just happy to get through one game. But it's just escalated pretty quickly. I mean, into the Sweet 16, Elite 8, now we're going to the Final Four. I mean, they've been selling T-shirts by the tens of thousands around here. We had all these Elite 8 shirts that were selling, and they're already, you know, we didn't expect to go to Final Four either, so they got all these extra T-shirts and Sweet 16 shirts. They don't know what to do with them all. So
they're obsolete.
Chaos, yeah.
Florida Gulf Coast University was the story for the first 2 rounds of the tournament, and shortly after they made the Sweet 16, they lost their coach to bigger, much wealthier USC. Any worries that Wichita State's success will inspire athletic directors from schools with those marquee basketball programs to begin calling Coach Marshall?
It's always the money question. It's not like it hasn't happened. I mean, he's had offers the last few years. I believe NC State was one of them. And he's happy here. He loves it here. He gets whatever he wants. He's proving right now that he can win, even on a national level at Wichita State. So, I mean, let's say Coach K retires tomorrow and Duke calls coming. I mean, he'd be stupid not to take that job, of course. But family loves it here. He loves it here. He's got a great young group of players. I mean, he could win for a long, long time. You know, why mess with that?
This may be a difficult question to focus on at this point, but of course what happens to a lot of successful college teams is guys leave early and go into the NBA. Any problem with that at Wichita State, or will the important guys, undergraduates, stick around and make a good team of it next year?
Well, I mean, one thing that a lot of the big teams have been saying, a lot of these coaches, is that we don't even have any NBA talent on this team, and I don't think that's right. I mean, a lot of people see Cle'Anthony Early as a potential NBA pick, but we're not getting 4 or 5-star blue-chip recruits here or anything. These aren't one-and-done players. I mean, Coach Marshall's getting these smaller kids and building a team. I don't think that'll be an issue. If Coach Marshall wants to stick around, he's going to have the same group of kids for 3 or 4 years still, and he's going to be able to win a lot of basketball games.
Austin Colbert is the editor-in-chief of the Sunflower, the student-run newspaper at Wichita State University, and I spoke with him earlier this week.